Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lapon moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce fields it and throws to second for the out. Lapon scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LePond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Parnell covering. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LePond moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Dropo reaches third base with a triple. Pesky goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Pretty fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Evers reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parnell moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Parnell moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parnell scores. Vollmer moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hutchinson for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. LaPon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaPon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaPon scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Fred Hutchinson. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Groth scores. Callaway moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway scores. Lake moves to second. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Gray now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesky moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. Pesky scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 6, Red Sox, 6. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Billy Goodman. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Stringer now playing third base. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 4 in the game. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo strikes out. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stringer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 4 in the game. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen pinch runs for Bob Swift. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Pretty hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson now catching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-5 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-5 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers throws the ball into LePon, who tags Batts trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Pretty bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Lapon moves to second. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 6 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 4 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.